Blog Talk Radio.
Live audience all over the known world, you on the clock.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I appreciate being among the cast of over 400,000 people that listens to Yahuwah's word. Because that's always a good thing. When you have those many people together that want to hear the words that the Mighty One has given us, it makes a tingling sensation in my body. We have a lot of people that read the Bible, but they don't get nothing from it. And they try to teach that which they don't know. I often speak of that quite a bit. That is a serious problem. Not only do you have regular people that do it, you even have preachers which are supposed to reach out and grab people where they're at to bring them up into the word of Yahuwah. Doesn't that kind of remind you of a scripture in the book of Acts? It reminds me of Acts chapter 8, verse 32. And 32 says, "And the place where the scripture which he read was this: He was led like a sheep to slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shears, so he opened not his mouth." And that was the gentleman that followed behind the chariot. I guess he learned quite a bit that day, because it showed that when you are learning this word and you see how it works, you need to have big ears and little mouths. That's why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and people with loud bump the gums for their righteous learning. We welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's words. Connecting the Bible books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we're in the top part of the Sabbath now. We do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And you found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class, as I said a moment ago. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Our current time for this class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. After click enter, just on the big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. By clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah of your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name, and bring an offering, and come unto his courts." I always remind everyone that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. Now, this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live, also for building a school, which I've been beginning to mention on each broadcast, I can see is very well needed. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe.dot@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can righteously call with the Upper Online. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5570. This would be our international number. This is where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 million camps of Yahweh's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now even in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Also, when any temple members are doing scripture texts, remember it should be a phone call to rehearse the righteous act. And questions with a verbal precept should be given, as the seer says. Remember, we are the children of Yahweh, the blessed peacemakers, as said in Matthew's chapter 5, verse 9. You have to remember that. We're the blessed children of Yahweh, the peacemakers. Now, for those of you who have missed the program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., of course, except Fridays. The program time for that will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for the voices of the true Israelites. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, we will also be simultaneously transmitting our Bible information on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as Shaka. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, when we're given these scriptures to speak by this ear, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh always flow smoothly. Remembering that we have over 400,000 listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh, not that of confusion. As told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. Let's see what 33 says. 33, for Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace in all churches or covenants of the saints. So we have to generally keep these scriptures in mind when we're doing the work of Yahweh. Don't try to win at bump the drums contests. And the reason why? You will miss all the Yahweh's glory which is said unto you. As I said, we are rehearsing righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. As it tells us in St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." And when you keep these things in mind, you will not have to do the Sirach 11, verse 8. Remembering that you, 8 says, "Answer now before I've heard the cause. Neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." So we can get our program going and listen to these words as they're written. We'll pass our program back to our seed Israel and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Yahuwah there. Elder, that's excellent on your part. That's excellent again. You know, as all the classes, and especially Cap 1, as they get all mounted up, we ought to get the books all spread all right. Elder, I think we have to kind of throw a few things down until we get to go. They ready to go. So, all we know is the top part of the Sabbath day is the day the Almighty have made. Well, if you got that old desk spread it out a little bit, you might well let's throw out a few verses from the top part of the Sabbath day until we turn over to the young lions and the elders and let them get at it. We just throw a few out on the table and wait on they okay. So, you know, one thing about it. When we come on the network, we come on the network on whatever we do for Yahuwah, we give it all we got. So he made a profound statement there, Elder. What he says in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What he says we can read there, Elder. You on the clock, come up.
In the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 says, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And that's right, Elder. And that's just the way it is. And you will know who read it, because when you throw Luke 12 out there, what you're really saying, Yahuwah, you direct my path and my lesson that's coming from you. You take over. So sometimes it's like I remember a brother one time. He said, "You an inspector, right?" He said, "Yeah, go and inspect my car." He said, You sure you want me to, you know, he supposed to done a detail on it. "You sure you want me to inspect the car?" "Yeah." So as you invite an inspector in on you, he said, "Man, you got so much wrong." So sometimes it is not good to invite an inspector in, knowing the fact I can pick out 15, 20 things wrong with your detail of this car. So the same thing about you in Luke 12:12. You inviting Yahuwah in to examine what you own. And remember, one thing about it, never forget what's written in 2 Kings there, Elder. Never forget what's in 2 Kings. Let's read a little bit and see what's in 2 Kings that we can read. See, never forget what we should read when you invite somebody into. When you say Luke 12:12, what you saying, Yahuwah, I want you to be direct me, but Yahuwah made it plain. Give me a Habakkuk 1:13 first. Give me a Habakkuk 1:13 there first, Elder. Then we'll get us some whatever we did say. See, you know, when you start hearing those sayings, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Now you inviting Yahuwah in to examine your works. So now you got to be very careful. Don't be like a parakeet saying Luke chapter 12, verse 12, because if you tell Yahuwah to come in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, top part of Sabbath day, what it said we can read, Dale?
In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1. Verse number 13 says, "Thou art of fewer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity, sins. Wherefore you lookest thou upon them that deal treacherously, and hold thy tongue from the wicked, devour the man that is more righteous than he."
See what? So, be a parakeet by saying Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Because you're saying, hey, somebody said Luke chapter 12, verse 12. That's just like saying Exodus 2:25. That's just like saying Exodus 2:25. See, when you say things, if you want to get a reaction from Yahuwah, all you got to do is say the right thing. So if you say the right thing, you get a reaction from Yahuwah. So if you say Luke chapter 12, verse 12, you're telling Yahuwah you want him to examine what you get ready to teach. And he's saying, listen, I can't deal with you if you are shady. I'm going to confound you. Now, what verse did I just say we're going to again?
You mentioned Exodus chapter 2, verse 25.
Exodus,
chapter 2, verse 25 says, and Yahuwah looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahuwah had respect unto them.
You see that? Back of the 24, let's back up and bring it in from the respect of the international. Listen real carefully. So bring it in a little bit more. Now back up to 24. Back up to 2:24, and let's see what that says.
Okay. Exodus chapter 2, verse 24. 24 says, and Yahuwah heard their groaning, and Yahuwah remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, whom we know as Israel. 25. And Yahuwah looked upon the children.
Yeah, go ahead.
And Yahuwah looked upon the children of Israel, and Yahuwah had respect unto them.
Wait a minute, Elder, you got a whole lot of meat on this bone right here. Now wait a minute. Yahuwah heard that groaning. Then he remember the covenant. The covenant of who? Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Israel.
And in verse 25, and Yahuwah looked upon, what is these people's name again? What is these 12 tribes' name according to verse 25?
The children of Israel.
Hey, that's something. You mean that was their name? Yes, Israel. If you want Yahuwah to have respect on you, you identify with what make him respond to you by being a family bloodline of the children of Israel. And if you understand that that's who you are, a family member of Israel, and what did Yahuwah say behind that? And
Yahuwah had respect unto them. Had respect unto them.
Well, we might have played music until the elder and the young lion were ready to take over. So, you see, that is that tag or the game changer right there. See, it's just that clear. All we have to do is understand if you want Yahuwah to intervene, then only thing going to make Yahuwah activate his remembrance to you, you got to remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So if you remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, then you know you are a member of the children of Israel. Then Yahuwah have respect for you. So he got to respond because if your memory is you know that you are from Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, then he got respect for you. Let me get a precept in 26, verse 9, and they're going to leave out something, and I'm going to ask you a question, Elder. What did they leave out in Leviticus 26, verse 9? I want to know what did they leave out because they knew you knew what we just got through reading. So when you get to Leviticus 26, verse 9, what is left out in that verse? You're on the clock. Come on.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse number 9 says, for I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. What was left out?
What's left out?
The children of Israel. That's replacing you.
Excellent. See, he ain't got to say it all the time. You're supposed to know every time you open the Bible, this is about, it's written by the children of Israel. It's for the children of Israel, their instruction. When you read from the beginning of this book to the end, it's all about the children of Israel. Now, that is the greatest mystery in understanding when you read this Bible. It's all about one people, the children of Israel. If you want Yahweh to have respect on you, remember who you are, the children of Israel. So he had to say it in 26 verse 9, because he knew you knew that respect is for the children of Israel. If you remember the covenant of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Now it's right here in 26. Now pick up verse 39. Let's pick up verse 39 and read a little bit, and let's see if he can precept that to verse 39 a little bit. And let's see what he says based upon remembering. So one thing about it, see, right? All we got to do is remember the walk of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. If you remember that, you know you are the children of Israel. And once you remember that, Yahweh will have respect unto you. Again, he'll do something for you. We ain't going to read in the 61st chapter of the book of Isaiah. He'll give you the dough. But you got to remember. Pick up verse 39, Leviticus 26, and pick up verse 39. You on the clock, come on.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 39. 39 says, "And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquities, sins, in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities, sins of their father, shall they pine away with them."
Go ahead.
40. "If they shall confess their iniquities, sins, and the sins of their fathers with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also have walked contrary unto me."
Go ahead.
41. "And that I also walked away contrary unto them, and have brought them into a land of their enemies. If their uncircumcised hearts or minds be humble, and they accept the punishment of their iniquity sins." 42. "Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, named Israel, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land."
Stop it, Dale. Go ahead for this national audience over 400,000 men national side. What have you just got to read from 39 and 42? Go ahead and show them why you wanted the elders. Break that down in 39, verse 39 through 42. So, Greg, what is he saying from 39 to 42? And you know who he's talking to. He's talking to one people that we read out of Exodus. We wasn't worried about 26 verse 9 because we know what was left out. He had to keep on repetition, children of Israel, because he knew that you knew that every time you go in this Bible, it's about Israel, for Israel, to Israel, children of Israel. And see, I don't know why any other nation will debate about anything out of a book that's for one people, the children of Israel. So it's nothing to debate about. The whole book belongs to the children of Israel. So what is your conversation of a nation. You have none. And once we understand they have no conversation, that's when you know that you are the children of Israel, and this book is about you, for you, to you, children of Israel. Then Yahweh can say, I got respect for them. I think, hey, Father, it's the time for me to make my move, because the bottom line is, when you understand what this book is all about, it's to Israel, for Israel, to understand they rising and the fall of the children of Israel. You got it? Good. All right, Ella, come on, give me some more. So, man, go ahead and break that down. Yeah, just take your time and show them why you were ill, Mr. Kills. Go ahead and break that down from 39 to 42. Take your time, and over 400,000 plus on the international side, we all live. Come on.
Number one, they have to admit the sins of their fathers and also accept the sins that they had made is what they're saying. And then, you know, showing that they have walked contrary unto Yahweh. So if they will accept the punishment of their sins and be humble and accept the punishment of their sins, then he will remember the covenant that he set with Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. Confess their sins and realize that they walked contrary unto Yahweh and accept their punishment.
Uh-huh.
Once they accept the punishment of their sins,
uh-huh. Okay.
Then he will remember the covenant that he set with Jacob, Isaac, and Israel. Abraham.
So to get Yahweh in, then you have to remember something. Then Yahweh, once you remember something, then Yahweh will kick in, huh?
That's what it's saying. And then he will remember the land.
Hey, you can't get no excellent in that. I mean, you can't make no claim that, Elder. So it got to be some remembrance on the table. So until we remember what Yahweh is saying, so let's precept that back to Exodus chapter 20. Let's precept that back to Exodus 20, and we look at 1, 2, 3, and verse number 8. Hallelujah. All right, there, A, B, and C, there.
Okay.
So, it's all about remembering. See, once you start remembering, then Yahweh, he's going to also remember you, and he's going to remember the land. The land, see, right? Right now, if you ask, on the international side, it's over 400,000 plus. You ask them, what is your land? They'll say, well, Africa, Europe, Mississippi. They'll say everything but what the Bible says. You think that's the land Yahweh wants you to remember? Every land that you just named is slavery to you. Every name that you just named is slavery. Slavery seems royal. That ain't the land Yahweh wants you to remember. He wants you to remember another land. And those that are anointed got to be able to tell that you got to remember the land. Giving that up 21, 2, 3, and verse 8.
Okay, Exodus chapter 20.
I'll be up Israel. Yahweh be to see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. Oh, see you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, 21, 2, 3, and 8. You know you remember them old big old big boxing they take their foot and they rip it back in the sand. That was the elder doing right now. He's ripping his foot, getting ready. You getting ready? So you know, see, get ready. And that's why we got to bring this book uncut to let you know one thing. Yahweh is not going to intervene until you remember. You have to remember your father and your father's Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and then Yahweh drop another remembrance on you over in the 20th chapter 1, 2, 3, and verse 8, down to 11. Let's see what he said in Exodus 20 about this remember. Remember. So until you remember, and you know, he ain't going to remember. He just going to he gonna do a Hosea 5:15. Moses, read that away. Moses, read that Hosea 5:15. What it says in 5:15 anyway. So you know what Yahweh is doing right now? You know, he's doing a 5:15 of Hosea on you right now. Now what he's doing? Hosea 5:15, what it say? Yes, ma'am. Well, what is he doing right now?
Exodus chapter 20.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and 8. Exodus 20, 1, 2, 3, and 8.
Got it.
20, 1, 2, 3, and verse 8.
Got it.
What's going on?
Exodus 20, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 3, and verse number 8. Verse 1 says, and Yahweh spake all these words, saying, verse 1 says, and Yahweh spake all these words, saying, 2, I am the Yahweh, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, blue word, Egypt, Mizraim, out of the house of bondage. 3, thou shalt have no other Yahwehs before me. 8 says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous.
What he said in verse 8, what he say again?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous.
And if you do that, what he said, he going to remember. Do you recall what was said in Leviticus 26, verse 42? Can you recall what he said? If you remember what he just said, what he said, he what did he say that we can read that he going to remember? Tell me out there, Moses. Give me that Leviticus 26, verse 4 and 2. So he's saying that he will do some remembering once you do some remembering. If you don't remember nothing, I'm just going to watch you until you remember the Sabbath day and keep it righteous. And then he said, if you do that, in verse 42 of Mother Z, what he say that he'll do once you step out? What he say, verse 42?
Then will I remember my covenant with Jacob and also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember your land.
And then I will remember. I'll start putting in the minds of those that I have put my thy word in his mind to remind you about a land that you're from, and that's where you need to try to be figuring out how to get back to it. He says, if you don't want to remember nothing, I ain't remember nothing. If you don't understand this Sabbath day is his day, and this is the day you get all your remembrance in about the Sabbath day, the plan, all this good stuff. Huh? So now, that was actually on your part there, Elder. See, that's what old Steel said. You know, I got a king and I for me some elders. So Elder said, you know, see, you know, I can play. He said, look at a basketball game for a basketball game. He said, now, you got two forwards and two guards. You know I can play all four of them positions. So whenever you need the old Elder to get in there and throw and cut a rug, I'm ready to go. And see, that's the spirit we're talking about. That's the spirit we're talking about. When that spirit is on the table, Yahweh all know. Mother of Israel, what is say that we can read in 2 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 16? Second Chronicles 18, verse 16. What does it say that we can read?
Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 16.
16. What does 16 say?
Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 16. Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountain as sheep that have no shepherd.
I did see something. I seen all Israel scattered. And what's the reason all Israel scattered today? According to that verse.
And Yahweh said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house.
Well, I asked the question in verse 16 now, Mother of Israel. My question was, verse 16. He said, read that verse 16 again.
2 Chronicles 18, 16. Mm-hmm. Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountain as sheep that have no shepherd.
Now, why did he say he saw all Israel scattered? What causes Israel, according to that verse, to be scattered?
They have no shepherd.
Oh, that's what it is. No leadership. That's what caused you to be scattered. No leadership. So then, so when James, 1:1, so now you see what James was doing in 1:1. And Brother Kai have me, Sirach 48:1-15, and by that time we know the elder is ready to go, and we'll back away right after that point. Now, that was excellent on your part, Elder. Mr. Tails, you stood up in grand style, and I'm very happy how you deliver your part. Now, James 1:1, let's see if we got anything to do with this 2 Chronicles 18, 16.
Chapter 1, verse 1. James, the servant of Yahweh the Father, and of Yahweh the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings.
So you mean, at the time, this is close to thousands of years later, you mean they still, you mean James writing to the same thing that was said in 2 Chronicles? To the scattered children of Israel? And reading they were scattered for what reason? And you mean Jay writing to them and they still scattered? Why they still scattered there? Excellent. No shepherd. That's the reason today Israel is scattered. The children of Israel are scattered because they have no leadership. And that's why we're telling you plainly, we got to find out where the leadership at. Where is the leadership ready to step up? Understand one thing. They still scattered. Then, and they still scattered now. Because no leadership. When have you ever asked a person, who are you? How many in your lifetime they said directly, I'm a children of Israel? How many times you have asked a person, who are you? They said that.
No time.
And you see what he said about this? He said, I got respect for you when you know that you are who? The children of Israel. No time you asking anybody of the children of Israel, hey, who are you? What's your nationality? Who are you? Who are you to say from? They'll never say, I'm the children of Israel. That's why we know we got a big job ahead of us. That's the number one answer to for Yahweh to have respect for us. So leadership got to understand. We got to get that and drill who they are in their hand, in their head for Yahweh to intervene. Now we're going to the book of, what I say again now, young man?
Rock, chapter 48.
1 through 15. Then we're going to back away and we're going to turn over to our elder that's in camp 1 to take it from there. But you're going to have to pull that out like pulling teeth to the people. Who are you? They're going to say African American, Negro. No, you are the children of Israel. Now, you want the man to have respect for you? Say that. I'm a children of Israel. Say it again. I'm a children of Israel. Okay. All right. Now we can work with you. 48, 1 through 15, bring it.
48, verses 1 through 15.
Listen good.
Verse 1, read.
What did you read?
Then stood up Elijah, the seer, at fire, and his word burnt like a lamp.
Wait a minute. Who stood up first?
Elijah.
Well, who was that?
Elijah.
And who was that? So his word got to burn like what?
Like fire.
So the seer got to make a move. That's why the seer is telling you what you got to do. He's telling you from this page of the book. Do you know the definition of a seer is 9:27 of Mother Day of Israel, in 1 Samuel? The definition of a seer, do you know it? They got it. It's a definition of a seer that's written in 9:27 of Samuel. It ain't something that you just got on the table. If you a seer, you a 9:27. What it say? We can read.
Chapter 9, verse 27. It reads, and as they were going down to the end of the city,
mm-hmm.
Samuel said unto Saul,
mm-hmm.
Bid the servant pass on before us.
Yeah.
And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of Yahweh.
What's the definition of a seer?
Show you the word of Yahweh.
To show you the word of Yahweh. That's what the seer's job is to do. That's why he stood up. What kind of way in 48 verse 1? Read it again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 48, verse 1. Verse 1 read. Then stood up Elijah, the seer, at fire, and his word burnt like a lamp.
Ain't that something? A lot of them do the Michael Jackson moonwalk. He don't offend me now. See that? But hey, that come with the territory. Words gonna burn. Read.
Verse 2. He brought a sore famine upon them, and by his zeal he diminished their number.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. By the word of Yahweh he set up the heaven, and also three times bowed down fire.
By who word?
By the word of Yahweh.
By the word of Yahweh. See, the seers, Mother Z, and 1 verse 40 of Luke. Can you make it plain, Mother Z? Can you make it plain what's written in Luke 1, verse 40? 1, verse 70? Can you make it plain?
Luke chapter 1, verse 70. Luke chapter 1, verse 70. As he spoke by the mouth of his righteous seal, which has been since the world began.
That's how Yahweh speaks. So at any time you hear somebody bring something, I'm waiting on him to tell me something. Then you know then and there. They got into their own feelings. They're not in the Bible. Because Yahweh told you how he operates. But you get in your feelings, and then you all of a sudden hop out with, well, I'm waiting for him to tell me something. Then we know you got it in your feelings. Because you put the book down, now you're in your feelings. That's how he operates, according to the Bible. And that's why Elijah is on his feet, stepping out big time. Come on, give me some more.
Book of Sirach, chapter 48, verse 4, read.
What?
Oh, Elijah, how was you honored in your wondrous deeds?
Uh-huh.
And who made glory like unto you?
Uh-huh.
Verse 5, who did raise up a dead man from the death?
Raise up what?
A dead man from death.
So he raised up a dead man from death, but Yahweh made a foul stigma of the of Israel and death. And St. John chapter 14:19, what he say in 14:19?
St. John,
verse 19. What's he say in 14:19? I'm interested to hear what he said myself. What he say?
Yeah, a little while.
Uh-huh.
And the world seeth me no more.
Uh-huh. In a little while, you said the world ain't gonna see me no more.
But you see me.
But you see me.
Because I live, ye shall live also.
Uh-huh. In a little while, you're not gonna see me. Because he gonna do what? In verse number 14.
Verse 14.
Make it plain, Mo.
St. John 14:14. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm missing my head out of that. You sure you're looking at 14, verse 12?
With St. John.
Yeah.
14.
We'll make it 14, 12.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 12. Truly, truly, I say unto you,
okay,
he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
So he going to the Father. And Elijah woke up from dead. How much you think dead now? I mean, how many have you ever asked them who they are and they say, I'm the children of Israel? How many? In your lifetime. So that's what I'm saying, how dead we are. Until we get that spirit in them who they really are, the children of Israel, we'll get the tribe together. But first of all, you got to acknowledge you the what? Children of Israel. That's the first part. We got to get them to understand who you are, the children of Israel, for Yahweh to have respect for you. You got to first remember that much. Children of Israel. Now, if you got that point out the way, then you're on the right track. Come on back. Don't call you.
The book of Sirach, chapter 49, verse 5. Verse 5 reads, how was he honored in the midst of the people in his coming out of the temple? Verse 6. He was as the morning star in the midst of a cloud. Oh, I'm in the wrong spot. No, I'm in 48.
That's what
it's called here, 48. No, I was in 49.
Yeah,
the book of Sirach, chapter 48, verse 5.
Keep up, get out on that mother dear, Israel.
Verse 5, read. Who did raise up a dead man from the death, and his soul from the place of the dead, by the word of the Most High, Yahweh.
By what?
By the word of the Most High, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah.
Verse 6. Who brought his king to destruction.
What'd he do?
Brought his king to destruction.
You mean to say it did that? Mm-hmm. Take him down. Go ahead, read.
An honorable man from their bed.
And he raised and told honorable man, get up out that bed. Mm-hmm. The seer is here. Go ahead, read.
Verse 7. Who heard is the rebuke of Yahweh in Sinai.
Wait a minute. Read that again.
Who heard is the rebuke of Yahweh in Sinai.
Rebuke is correction. Mm-hmm. So Yahweh will give him correction. First of all, they acknowledge the children of Israel. That's step one. So until the ones you come in contact with acknowledge the children of Israel, you got to stay at that point. Get that point out the way. Who you are, you children of Israel. Get that point out the way. Then you can move to something else. Go ahead and read.
And in Horab, the judgment of vengeance.
Go ahead.
Verse 8. Who anointed kings to take vengeance.
What did Elijah do?
Anointed king to take revenge.
Oh, he anointed king to go out there and throw it out? Yes, see, right? Go ahead.
See after him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Who was taken up.
And that was Elisha. Mm-hmm. And that was Elisha. He got Elisha three. He said, look, can you give me a double portion of this thing? Well, that's tough, man. You sure you ready to study? You don't burn us on midnight at all? He said, yeah, I do. Okay. We see you work on your double then. Mm-hmm. Your double is all about burning midnight off. Not picking the thing up when class time. You picking the thing every chance you get. You put that 1 hour Satan down, you all in this book. Getting that double. Go ahead and read.
Verse 9. Who was taken up in a whirlwind of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And in a chariot of fiery horses.
Yeah.
Verse 10. Who was ordained for reproof in their time.
Wait a minute, he was ordained for doing what?
For reproof. In their time.
So the seer's job, they're ordained to correct you. They're supposed to see what you have from the page of the book, and then you get offended. That's what they're ordained to do. Correct you. They ain't got a buddy with you. It's to correct you. See where you at, correct you, and see the correction. Oh, look at you getting on me now. See that? Hey, T-Ray.
To pacify the wrath of Yahweh's judge.
Oh! When the seal correct, whoever it is to correct, how do Yahweh feel behind that?
To pacify the wrath of Yahweh's judge.
You see that? Hey, Yahweh, he check Eve, he bag up a little bit. See, when he see the seal doing his job, and the seal see the elders doing their job, and the elders see the fathers doing their job, and the fathers see the mothers doing their job, and the mothers and children do. Yahweh ain't got no choice but to intervene. He got to come in and get the dove on you. But he ain't seeing what he just see. Because everybody in their feelings. Glory.
And to turn the mind of the father unto the son.
So it's all about same thing Malachi to do. All the seals got to do is get the family unit back on one accord. Understanding who you are, big job ahead of us, the children of Israel, got to get in order, but according to what we can read. Come on, read.
And to restore the tribes of Israel.
You see that? To restore the tribes of the children of Israel. So you see what the seer got to do. So he got a big job on his, that's why he ain't got time for that nonsense and them off-the-wall calls that anybody else can take them. But we got to find out what you're made of because this message got to come forward. Who you are. I'm Negro. I'm African. No, you're children of Israel. Get that down first, Pat. What verse are you on now?
Verse 11.
What?
Blessed are they that saw you
mm-hmm.
and slept in love.
Okay.
For we shall surely live.
Yeah.
Verse 12. Elijah it was. Who was covered with the whirlwind. And Elias was filled with his spirit.
Okay.
While he lived, he was not moved with the presence of any prince, neither could any bring him into subjection.
You see, he wasn't moved by no big dignitary. The WCC, the Latter-day Saint, or Big Timothy Dolan out of New York. That don't move the seer at all. What moves me is the more word Yahweh I put on table. That moves me. That get me happy when I hear some scripture turn in, some precepts. That get me happy. Because I know that you on the right track. Because if you got the seed on you, Yahweh ain't going to work with you. He going to have you out there fumbling and bumbling. Very.
Verse 13,
right.
No word could overcome him.
No word can overcome the fear.
And after his death, his body prophesied.
What his body prophesied after?
Verse 14, he did wonders in his life.
Yeah.
And at his death were his works marvelous.
See, our works is going to be marvelous. They're going to remember how the six anointed counts took everybody and got them in order. This going to be all the way to Yahuwah's return on what we did if we get in order with the children of Israel in their mind. Go ahead.
Verse 14.
Right.
Okay, verse 15.
Right.
For all this, the people repented not.
You see the people did. All they seen the seal was doing, and they still try to look for another way and another hope. Go ahead.
Neither departed they from their sin, till they were scored and carried out of their land, and were scattered through all the earth. Yet there remained a small people and a ruler in the house of David.
And on that note, over to our elder, Brother Yahgar, Israel, our elder, you on the clock, elder, come on.
Hallelujah,
Gwah. Verse 1 reads,
yes, sir.
I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of Yahweh. That you present your bodies and every sacrifice.
So he said you got to present yourself a living sacrifice, believe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Acceptable unto Yahweh.
So he said the first thing out of the gate you got to be is right.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what righteous means. We're not going to even deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it means to be righteous. According to the Most High Yahweh, right?
Which is your reasonable service.
And he said this is reasonable. This is your reasonable duty, right?
Hallelujah. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And be not conformed to this world.
He said, what this world got going on, you got to see what you got to do, Mother dear. That's a revelation right quick. Let's see what we got in Revelation 18, verse number 4. Let's see if it's just dating right quick. The book of Revelation 18, verse number 4. Mother dear, when it comes to this world, what we gotta bag up off of it, don't we? Revelation 18, verse number 4, what do you say?
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying,
say what?
Come out of her, my people.
Mm-hmm.
That you be not partakers of her sins.
Good.
And that you receive not of her sin.
We got to bag up off of what the world got going on, right? The book of James, mother, be Israel. The book of James 4, verse 4. The book of James, chapter 4, verse 4, mother, be Israel of sin, right? James, chapter 4. So, we got to be transformed by doing of our mind. I'm going to get on down into this thing a little bit, and I'm going to get on out the way and let this young lion do what he do best. But let's look at the book of James 4, verse 4.
The book of James, chapter 4, verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Be adultery.
You're adulterous. And adulterous says, mm-hmm. that means, he and she, right? Is that what he's talking about?
Right.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna leave nobody out. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read up.
You are adulterous and adulterous.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not that, that the friendship of the world is the enemy with Yahweh.
So he said the friendship of this world is enmity with Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of Yahweh.
Now that don't need to even be broke down. We understand that plain. You know we speak this English language, but we comprehend that, right? You say that the friendship of this world, you want to be hooked up with the world, that means you are the enemy of the Most High Yahweh. Let's keep it just saying, let's run to the book of Matthew, somewhere around chapter 6. Let's see if we can put it out in the book of Matthew 6, verse 24, what do you say? Book of Matthew 6, verse 24, what do you say? Sister A.B. and Phoebe, of C. Roy.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
No man can serve two masters.
He said, now it's plain that you can't be poor one way and then the other. No man don't want to serve two masters. Read.
For neither he or she will hate the one.
He said, for either he or she will hate the one, read.
And love the other.
Read.
Or else he or she will hold to the one,
mm-hmm.
and despise the other.
Read.
You cannot serve Yahweh and mammon.
He said, you can't serve Yahweh and love the world, right? So that's an impossibility. You go love one and hate the other. So if you want to hold tight to Yahweh, you gotta let go of this word. You gotta come out of her.
Mm.
Partake of what you got going on, right?
Yeah.
Now let's see, Brother Micaiah, we're coming back to that Roman, but it's a statement in the book of Isaiah 24. Yahweh tell you exactly how he feels about things. He don't sugarcoat nothing. You're a straight shooter, right?
Yes.
That's what we got to be
already made.
Yes.
The book of Isaiah chapter 24. Let's look at verse number 1 through 6. Let's see what Yahweh got to say. For the Micaiah, young man from the tribe of Yahweh and Judah.
Yes.
The book of Isaiah chapter 24 verses 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads.
What do you mean?
Behold, Yahweh maketh the earth empty,
mm-hmm.
and maketh waste, and turn it upside down,
wait.
And scatter abroad the inhabitants thereof.
But Yahweh got work to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh the son said, I got work waiting on me. Mm-hmm. Let's read the psalm. Let's see what is his mindset concerning the job at hand. What do we think about it in the book of Psalms? Right quick, if I can pull it out. Psalm chapter 11. Is that the one I want? That ain't the one I want. 17. That's the one I'm looking for. I believe that mother D.F. Israel. Psalm chapter 17. And let's keep at verse number 13 and 14. Let's see what it's saying there. Psalm 17, verse 13 and 14. Let's see if that's the one I'm looking for. It don't look like it, but you can read that anyway.
Psalm 17, verses 13 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. Arise, O Yahweh, disappoint him.
Good.
Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked. Mm-hmm. While which is the sword?
Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't the one I wanted. I wanted Psalm 7. Wasn't it yet?
Okay.
But it's Psalm 7. And let's pick it up at verse number. Let's pick it up at verse number 10 through 13.
Psalms chapter 7, verses 10 and 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
My defense is of Yahweh. We save the upright in mind.
So he said, my defense is of Yahweh, right?
Yes.
We save the upright. So we just read we got to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, right?
Uh-huh.
Verse number 11. He saved the upright in mind. Verse 11. Come on.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm. Yahweh
judges the righteous. And Yahweh is angry with the wicked every day.
Mm. Yahweh, he ain't just no one-sided
type of guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know,
this is Israel, right? Hallelujah.
He is angry with the wicked every day. Come on, look.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
If he turn not,
go ahead.
He will whip.
He said, if my father don't touch me on the shoulder, say, not here, my son. He said, he's going to wet his sword, right?
Yes. Please. He has bent his bow,
mm-hmm.
and made it ready.
Verse number 13, what do you think?
13.
Uh-huh.
He has also prepared for him the instrument of death.
Good.
He ordained his arrow against the persecutor.
And we all know. We can put a finger on the persecutor. Right? We can put a finger on him. Look there, back in Isaiah 24, Brother Micaiah, pick it up at verse 2.
Call the last verse out there for this last noise.
That was the book of Psalms, chapter 7, around verse number
10 through 13.
The book of Isaiah 24. Pick it up at 2 through 6,
Brother Micaiah.
Yeah, we're
going to
try to get a little of this
preparation
thing, and we're
going to be out
the way. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 24, 2 through 6.
Come on. The book of
Isaiah, chapter 24, verse 2 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2 reads.
What do
you mean? And it shall be as with the people,
mm-hmm.
no with the priest.
So yeah, why say, ain't nobody going to be left out of this thing, right? As with the people, so also with the leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, yeah.
As with the servant,
mm-hmm.
so with the...
Go ahead, yeah.
As with the maid,
mm-hmm.
so with his mistress.
Go ahead.
As with the buyer,
uh-huh.
so with the seller.
Go ahead.
As with the lender,
mm-hmm.
so with the borrower.
Go ahead.
As with the taker of usury,
uh-huh.
so with the giver of usury.
Y'all rock over every ground, right?
Yeah.
There ain't nobody going to be left out of this. When I turn this thing upside down.
Right? Oh, yeah,
verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
The land shall be utterly empty.
Go ahead.
And utterly spoiled.
Go ahead.
For Yahweh has spoken this word.
And so Yahweh spoke this ever since this so-called pandemic, people say, oh, I'm dead in my house, right?
That's it.
So, Yahuwah is on the job now. That means we got to get on the job, ain't that right?
That's right.
Come on.
The earth money is faded away. Mm-hmm. The world language is faded away.
Wait.
The haughty people of the earth do language.
Verse 5, what do you think?
Verse 5.
Yes, sir.
The earth also is defiled
mm-hmm.
under the inhabitants thereof.
Wait.
Because they have transgressed the Torah instruction.
Mm. Transgressed the Torah instruction. Go ahead.
Changed the ordinance.
They changed his ordinance. Go ahead.
Broken the everlasting covenant.
Mm. Well, we know who was given the covenant, right?
God.
And we know the only one that can break it and the one that receives it, right?
Hallelujah.
We understand who Yahuwah is pointing to.
Mm-hmm.
The one that broke the everlasting covenant.
That's
the way
to say it. Therefore has the curse devoured the earth,
mm-hmm.
and they that dwell therein are desolate.
Go ahead.
Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burnt, and few men left.
Well, that's why I say, when it gets busy, right,
mm-hmm.
it's only going to be a few of them that escape, come to this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me pick up a few statements, and I'm going to be out the way, bringing that young lion from the tribe of young God, Judah. Mother D.F. Israel of Theroy. Let me see if I can bring out a few scriptures there in the book of 2 Corinthians 10. Let's pick it at verse number 3 through 6. But we got to be prepared for the thing that's ahead, right? Because this thing is going to get fierce, I guess. Let me just put it that way.
Yes, it is.
You see, every time you turn around, they ain't killing one person now. They kill 10, 20 at a time, right? They shoot down 15, 30 at a time. Every time you turn around, it's a mad shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at 2 Corinthians. Well, the D.F. Israel. Let's see if we can pick it up at verse number 3, through 2, 6. What do you say?
And what chapter?
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 6.
2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verses 3 to 6.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads.
What it mean?
For though we walk in the flesh.
He says, but though we walk in the flesh,
we do not war after the flesh.
Go ahead, yeah.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
The one thing we need to understand that we ain't going to pick nobody down with the bang-bang shoot-em-up.
That's right.
The weapon of our warfare ain't coming.
That's right.
Wait.
But mighty through Yahuwah to the pulling down of strongholds.
Number 5, what he say?
Verse 5.
Wait.
Casting down imagination
mm-hmm.
and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yahuwah.
Wait.
And bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Yahuwah the Son.
We read it. We got to be transformed by the renewal of our mind, right?
Yeah.
So this thing is a mind game.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel, we're supposed to be at the top of the chart when it comes to taking care of Yahuwah's mind game.
Hallelujah.
Transforming people by the renewal of their mind.
In a readiness to revenge all disobedience.
Now, you can't be right and pulling the trigger, then.
Hallelujah, bro.
You gotta be ready to revenge all disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be flat. You can't have your weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be a shot shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Vito.
When your obedience is fulfilled.
But you gotta get yourself in line.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be in line. What do you feed you?
Well, let me get one, and I got some add to that.
Hallelujah.
Most dear visitor, while y'all are there, verse Ezra, give me 8:3. I need to know what kind of ready he's talking about. I need to know what kind of ready, in first Ezra of the Apocrypha book, 8 verse 3. What kind of ready that you have to be. So you got to get ready, but we need to know what kind of ready. What kind of ready are we talking about there, Mother D.F. Israel? out of the apocryphal, the missing book they check out. 8 verse 3 says what?
First Ezra.
8 verse 3. I need to know what kind of ready that is required of you to get in.
First Ezra, chapter 8, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
This Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready.
Well, what kind of ready?
Very ready.
Back on Jael.
Very ready. We got to be what kind of ready?
Very ready.
In the
Torah
section of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Let's try to do that. Put on the whole arm of Yahweh. So by Israel, the word, verse number 1 and 7.
What was the last verse of the elder?
Isaiah 11, 1 through 5.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter
6,
verse 1. Verse number
7, but the Messiah Israel is the Lord. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 1 and verse 7.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads,
when
then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the mercy of Yahweh in vain.
Isn't that
right?
Don't take this thing in vain. Hold on. Isaiah 59, 19 through 21,
Sister A.J. Seeger,
see you, Roy. What do you think?
Isaiah chapter 59,
St. John chapter 4, verse 22. Ye worship, ye know not what ye love, but we know. You know not what we know what we worship. For salvation is God's God.
Say it again. My own is the fourth set of Satan, right? Not God, Judas. So back there, Isaiah 59, I'm going to slide on up to go right quick. Isaiah 59, verse 20 and 21, Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20 and 21. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 20 and 21. And the Redeemer shall come. And unto them that turn from transgression is an Israel, said
Yahweh.
Verse 21, what do you say? 21. As for me, this is my covenant
with them. This is my covenant with them.
Said Yahweh. My spirit that is upon you. And my words which I have put in your mouth.
Deal with it.
your Torah is justice is the truth.
He said, your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your Torah is justice is the truth. Now, let me say that in Ephesians, let me refresh my memory. Let me get a couple more in, and I'll be out, Mother Lee. Let's look at that Ephesians 6, verse 15, one time. One more time. Ephesians 6, verse number 15, what did it say?
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And your feet
should
with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
It's in your feet. And that we should with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the gospel in the book of Romans. Now, lying from the time he got started to, but the Micaiah is written. Let's pick that up in Romans 10, 1, 2, 14, and 15. Let's see, what is gospel all about here, Brother Micaiah? Look at Romans chapter 10, 1, 2, verse number 14 and 15. Let's see what we're working with here.
In the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
14 and 15.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1 reads,
what do you mean?
Brother, my mind's desire and prayer to Yahuwah for Israel is that they might be saved.
Now, Paul is on record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he writes to Rome, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, brother, what's the deal of Israel? Let's run to Ephesians chapter 4 right quick. Let me pick out a few things that Paul said concerning the matter. So he said he writes to his brother.
Right.
He said that it is my divine prayer for Israel and that they might be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else don't reckon he got that he said in Ephesians 4. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Verse number 20, Mother D of Israel is see what? What else is Brother Paul on record saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mother D.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 5, mm-hmm. and verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
What do you
see? I therefore, the prisoner of Yahweh.
Hold up. Paul say, look here. I'm the prisoner of Yahweh. Right?
Yes.
Look
here. Beseech you that you are worthy of the vocation
mm-hmm.
wherewith you are called.
Mm-hmm. I know that word came up last night, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, read up. Verse 2.
With all lowliness and meekness,
mm-hmm.
with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
So he's giving us a blueprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of what we got to walk in, right?
That's what we are walking.
Number 3, what do you say? And there are
to keep the unity of the spirit
mm-hmm.
and the bond of peace.
Verse 4, what did he say?
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
There is one body.
How many bodies?
One body.
Well, no. It's a thousand bodies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time I turn the corner, I see a church house with a cross on it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I turn the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say it's only one body. Go ahead.
And one spirit.
One spirit.
Even as you are called. And one hope of your calling.
Verse number 12, what do you say? What is all this about, Mother dear? Look at the conclusion of it. What is it all about? The Paul said he's a prisoner of Yahweh.
Yes.
Why? Verse 12, what do you say? For what?
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12.
Yes, ma'am. For the perfection of who?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, Paul done told him that.
Hallelujah.
Now, I go through all this for the perfection mm-hmm. of the saints. And we really don't even deal with that cause. We all know who the saints is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
For the working of the ministry.
Go ahead.
For the edifying of
of Romans chapter 10, verse 2 reads, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahuwah, but not according to knowledge.
Mm-hmm. You know them Israelites, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't fight for some Yahuwah, but not according to knowledge. Verse 14, come on.
Verse 14.
Yes, sir.
How then should they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Them of the captive. So get to them of the captivity.
song we need. So the one of the captivity is the children of Israel, right?
Yes.
The book of Luke chapter 4, pick it back up at that 18, 21. Brother Micaiah is going to see what?
The book of Luke chapter 4. Yeah, verse 18 down to 21.
Yes, sir.
Verse 18 reads,
mm-hmm.
The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me.
The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me.
Because he got appointed me to teach the gospel to the poor.
He appointed me to teach the gospel to the poor.
He has sent me to heal the broken mind.
Mm-hmm.
To teach deliverance to the captives.
Mm-hmm. You know who the captives is, right?
That's
the family of Israel.
Yes.
And what?
And recovering of sight to the blind.
Go ahead.
And set at liberty them that are abused.
You mean this is what the gospel is all about? Verse 19.
To seek the acceptable year of Yahweh.
Telling me that the gospel was for everybody. He telling me it's for the poor, the broken mind, and the captive. That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Hallelujah. What? Verse
20.
What do you say?
Verse
20. Mm-hmm.
And he closed the book.
Uh-huh.
And he gave it again to the minister.
Go ahead.
And sat down.
He said,
look here,
I said my duty. I took care of my part of the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And all the eyes of all them that were in the temple were fasted mm-hmm. on him.
So when you bring out this book and you handle it like you're supposed to.
That's
we put on the whole armor
of Yahweh.
All the eyes gonna be fastened on you.
Hallelujah.
21.
Yes, sir.
And he began to say to them,
what do you say?
This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
Mother, she has Israel. Last one for me, Isaiah 61. The deal with his gospel. Isaiah 61, 2, 1, 2, and 3, 6 to 9.
Isaiah 61. 1-9. Isaiah 61:1-3. Okay. Isaiah 61:1.
What is it?
The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me. Mm-hmm. Because Yahweh has anointed me to teach good tidings unto the meek.
Mm-hmm.
He has sent me to bind up the brokenminded,
good.
To proclaim liberty to the captives,
mm-hmm.
and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh. To proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh,
good.
And the day of vengeance of our Yahweh. To cover all that mourn.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm. To appoint unto them that mourn in Yahweh Judah.
Uh-huh.
To give unto them beauty for ash.
He said to appoint unto them that mourn in Yahweh Judah, right?
Mm-hmm.
To give unto them beauty for ash.
The oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness,
mm-hmm.
the planting of Yahweh, that he might be glorified.
That he might be honored. Verse 6 through 9.
Yes, ma'am. But ye shall be named the priest of Yahweh.
He said, you're going to be named the priest of the Most High Yahweh, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Men shall call you the minister of our Yahweh.
Go ahead, read on.
You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles.
He said, the other 17 nations you're going to have and to respect and call, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And in their glory shall you boast yourself.
Mm-hmm. Everything they got that they're working with, he said, eventually, it's going to be turned over into your
hands.
Verse 7, what do you say?
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
For your shame, you shall have double.
Go ahead.
and for confusion.
Mm-hmm.
They shall rejoice in their portion.
Lay me on.
Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double.
Mm-hmm.
Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
So you say you're going to get a double dose.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. But
he's
going to give me double. Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
For I, Yahweh, have judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I hate robbers.
I hate robbery.
For burnt offering.
Please.
And I will direct their works in truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
And their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm. Everybody that lay their eyes on you gonna have to do what? Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge them.
Acknowledge what?
That they are the seed which Yahweh has blessed.
to fulfill the word of Yahweh.
What do you think? What do you think?
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42.
Mm-hmm.
Then will I remember my covenant with Israel, and also my covenant with Isaac,
mm-hmm.
and also my covenant with Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
I will remember. And I will remember the land.
So, Yahweh, so he's going to remember the covenant he made with our fathers, right? Okay, so Yahweh, they're going to remember the covenant that he made with Israel, right? Okay, so turn the book. Just say, go to Exodus. We're going to pick it up at chapter 31, verse 16. And Mother Z, before you read that, Mother Z, give me that Exodus chapter. Give me that Exodus. I want chapter 20. Give me verse 8 to 10. Something else we need to remember here. He said, remember the covenant he made with, actually, Mother, bring that on in, Sister A.B. Bring that in. He said, remember the covenant he made with Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, bring that in. Bring that on in, Sister A.B. We'll read over there, Exodus chapter 31, verse 16.
Exodus chapter 31, verse 16. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant.
So what's the covenant that he wants us to, yeah, what's the covenant that's perpetual for us?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath day. Yeah. What's the day?
The Sabbath day.
The Sabbath day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick it up now, Sister A.B. verse 12, same chapter. What do you say about the Sabbath day?
Verse 12.
Yeah, read that.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
Verse 13,
mm-hmm.
Speak you also unto the children of Israel, saying,
mm-hmm.
Truly, my Sabbath you shall keep,
mm-hmm.
for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation,
mm-hmm.
that you may know that I am Yahweh that doeth sanctify you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
So who is Sabbath? Who's supposed to be keeping the Sabbath then?
Children
of Israel should be keeping this Sabbath day, right?
Right.
And it's a sign between us and Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's throughout all your generations, right?
Right?
So that means everybody in our whole neighborhood should be keeping this Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All the TV should be off.
Right.
Everybody should listen to BOTTY right now and then, right?
That's right.
So that means what they doing. Mm-hmm. What they doing. They caught up in Brother D, help me out. Go to the book of 2 Maccabees. We're going to pick it up in chapter 6. And I want you to go to pick it up at verse 6.
What's it down?
You say
2 Maccabees. We'll go to chapter 6. Let me go pick it up at verse 6.
2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse
6. Mm-hmm.
2 Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 6, read. Neither was it lawful for a man to keep Sabbath days,
mm-hmm.
or ancient feasts,
mm-hmm.
or to profess himself at all to be Yahzazu.
Hallelujah. Wow. So what's going on today is the same thing that was going on in Maccabees, chapter 6, verse 6. Man, today not even keeping the Sabbath days because they were told the Sabbath days on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
from the other nations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing. They're getting caught up in the other nations. They don't even know no Yahweh. What happened to the sign that you have between you and Yahweh?
Mm-hmm.
What happened between the covenant? Finish picking that up, Sister Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
14. Mm-hmm.
Exodus 31, verse 14. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is a righteous unto you.
Mm-hmm. What it is Mm-hmm. So that person, that person gonna be cut off from all these people from not doing the Sabbath day.
Yes.
How you not now? What do you say in verse 16? How you do the Sabbath day?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation. Mm-hmm. For a perpetual.
No, verse 16.
Verse 15. 6 days may work be done,
mm-hmm.
but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest.
Hello, so he said you got 6 days to do whatever you need to do. But he said the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest.
Yes.
Right to Yahweh, right?
Yes.
Okay, where we can read that, where it kicked off at, this rest kicked off at.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can read that at? Bring it on out for me, Mother Z. One down to three.
and grand style. Second Ezra, chapter 10, verse 7, young lion, bring it.
Okay, the book of Second Ezra, chapter 10, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 reads,
read.
How that Yada, our mother, is full of all heaviness, mm-hmm. and the much humble, mourning very sore.
So what is our mother?
Yada.
Okay, good. Let's go to Galatians chapter 4, 26. So what is our motherland?
Yeah.
But you ask 99.9, you know what they're gonna tell you? They our motherland?
Yeah.
Some part of Mother Africa. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see, our motherland is who?
Yeah.
Okay. So what land he supposed to remember this? Yeah. So now let's go to Galatians 4:26.
Okay, going to the book of Galatians, chapter 4. Verse 26.
Uh-huh.
26 reads. But Yada, which is above,
uh-huh.
is free,
yeah.
which is the mother of us all.
So what's our motherland?
Yada.
So that's our motherland. So what land are you going to remember?
Yada.
Okay, let's get a case in point. Let's go to Matthew chapter 2 and pick up verse 19 down to verse number 21. So, you know, let's find out what they're talking about.
Matthew,
mm-hmm.
chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
verse 19 down to 21. 19 down to 21.
Yeah.
Verse 19 reads, but then Hiram was dead.
Yeah.
Behold, an angel of Yahweh appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
So now, who appeared to him? Who was this again?
An angel.
An angel came. Okay. An angel came to Joseph in a dream.
Verse 20.
Let's see what he's saying.
Saying.
What?
Arise.
Yeah.
And take the young child and his mother.
Yeah.
And go into the land of Israel.
Go land of what?
Israel.
Oh, go back to the land of who?
Israel.
Next verse, 20,
21.
21.
And he arose and
yeah.
took the young child and his mother.
Yeah.
And came into the land of Israel.
Land of who?
Israel.
Back to the young life. So that was land he gonna remember. Yahdah is in the land of Israel. That's the land he going to remember. And that's the land we got to tell the children of Israel, that is your motherland. Yahdah, the land of Israel. Hallelujah. All right. So remember, the guy will come up again. That's why I keep saying, we have to communicate among the six anointed camps, but we have to verbally talk, not stretches. Now, what this means, what you think this means right here? Have you dropped that 2642 and see how they be all over the place? But the number one answer is these three here. See, you can't text them these verses. You got to go through these verses to make sure they got them. Now, once you got them in your ear, then you go on to the next one. Now, see, when you remember the land you want to remember is the land of Israel. So you could drop the red in there, the land ain't gonna remember the land of Israel. Said, oh, how you know it ain't Russia or France? No, we can prove that's the land of Israel. So we gotta prove it, and Yahdah is the lead tribe of Israel. See, we gotta be able to drop this down. Can you have money? Which is and the seal says is our mother is Yahdah. Southern Kingdom. The land of Israel. Back to the young line. That's it.
Hallelujah. We left off at Exodus. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42. Just finish that up, right? Just passed after the Sabbath day. And then Genesis. You got to read Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Find out that the Sabbath day was the day of rest of Yahweh. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day, right? So it's a blessed day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what the FBI has to say about this blessed day. Mother D, tell me how to go, meet me over there in that Isaiah chapter 58. Let me go read verse 14, 13 to 14. So Yahweh blessed this Sabbath day. And this is what we should be doing right now. Getting it out straight from the book. It ain't coming off our own mind. It ain't something we made. said, keep this Sabbath day. And he said, it's a blessed day. And he also, he said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 13 and 14. What do you have to say over there, Mother D?
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13
mm-hmm.
and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
from doing your pleasure on my righteous day,
mm-hmm.
and call the Sabbath a delight,
mm-hmm.
the righteous of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing that own way, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words.
So,
verse 14.
I continue to read.
Verse 14. Then shall thou delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, thy father. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it.
Mm-hmm. And Yahweh said, heritage. What did he say? Heritage what? He said, then if you what with the heritage?
It says, right up on the high places of the earth and feed thee with the heritage of Israel, your father.
Mm-hmm. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken this, right? Let's see what he had to say over there, Sister they did in Psalms 134. And give me verse, pick it up at verse 12. And give me verse 12.
Psalms chapter
134. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, let's get a good meal out of it, right? Pick it up at verse 9. Verse 8. Give me verse 8. Yeah. Give me Psalms 135. We'll go to Psalms 135. Make it 135, verse 8 down to verse 12.
Psalms 135,
mm-hmm.
verse 8 to 12. Verse 8. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt?
Mm-hmm.
Both of man and beast.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. Who sent tokens and wonder into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon his servants? Verse 10. Who smite great nations and slew mighty kings?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. And then Shoshan, king of Amorite, and Og, king of Bashan,
uh-huh.
and all the kingdom of Canaan,
uh-huh.
verse 12, and gave their land for a heritage,
mm-hmm.
a heritage unto Israel, his people.
So Yahweh gave our heritage. He gave us our land. He gave us our land. Yahweh let you know that your heritage Israel is their land. Because y'all reading about their land is Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the land is the motherland is Yada. We got to read about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that. So we got a good land heritage coming up.
That's
Mother D. Give me that. Let's go back, right? Did we read the Exodus chapter 20, verse 8? All right, let's go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Now, remember, it's the Sabbath day.
Yes.
This is what we're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Reminding you, Israel, to keep this Sabbath day.
Yes.
What did it say over there in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 8?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you want us to remember.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Verse 8.
What did it say?
Remember the Sabbath day.
What you got to remember?
Sabbath day.
Uh-huh. And when you got to remember, what you got to do?
To keep it holy.
So you got to keep the Sabbath day right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep the Sabbath day right.
Yes.
Matter of fact, how you keep the Sabbath? What y'all going to have to say, Mother D? We're going to Leviticus. Pick it up in chapter 24, verse 6. Let's see what y'all going to have to say about the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
24:8.
Yeah, I want Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8. What do you tell me in Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8?
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
he shall set it in order.
You got to set the Sabbath day in order.
Yes.
If you sitting around and you ain't got no page to turn and listen to B-O-T-T-Y, and you ain't keeping your mind on a Sister Abel, give me Isaiah chapter 56. And pick it up verse 1 and 2. If you sitting around here, and you ain't on this page, then you ain't setting your Sabbath day in order.
Yes.
That means you ain't getting no blessing.
Yes.
I can look at you and tell you, man, hey, you better, I'm blessed. I'm better keeping Sabbath day. You on that covenant. But the Bible says, Yahweh said, you got to do Sabbath day right here.
Yes.
I know you ain't, but who that blessing is coming from? You got to go pick that back up in that Matthew chapter 4 again.
Yeah.
You got to pick that back up again. You got to find out where the blessing is coming from. I mean, what you reading over there, Sister Abel?
Isaiah chapter 56,
mm-hmm.
verse 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Said Yahweh.
Now, who's speaking?
Yahweh.
How many letters is there?
Four letters.
Yahweh. Four letters.
Yahweh.
That's who's doing it, talking. What do you say?
Keep you judgment.
Say, keep these Torah instructions, continue.
And do justice.
And do justice with.
For my sanctification.
My salvation. Mm-hmm.
is near to come.
Uh-huh.
And my righteousness to be revealed.
He said his righteousness is going to be revealed. We're going to pick that up in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Yeah.
That's where Ryan Stress is coming out. Yeah. That's what we're doing right now, revealing them to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 2.
Blessed is the man that doeth this.
So you blessed if you do this. What you got to do?
And the son of man that
lays hold on this. Say, son of man, lay hold on this now. Pay attention. You blessed if you do this and you lay hold on it. Yeah. Hold on to this. What did he say?
That
keepeth
the Sabbath.
Keep what?
Keepeth the Sabbath.
Okay, and what else? So if you're sitting at home, you ain't got the book open. You ain't listening to B-O-T-T-Y. You ain't talking about no Yahweh the Son.
Yes.
What you doing? You got to you're polluting. That's what you're doing right now. You're polluting. And what he say is going on?
And keepeth his hands from doing any evil.
So that means if you're not doing any of this, that means your hand is in evil.
Mm-hmm. Let me get a precept on that, young lion.
Mm-hmm.
Run to Ezekiel chapter 20 there, young lion.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get a precept out of that, young lion. Let's see what it says in verse 23 down to verse 25. Says you ain't keeping the Sabbath day the way he tell you to keep it. Let's see what he got that we can read. Let's look at the 20th chapter, verse 23, down to verse 25. What does it say, young lion?
Okay. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 23 down to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 23, read. I lift up my hand unto them. Also in the wilderness,
mm-hmm.
and I would scatter them among the heathen.
No, read it again. I will. No, I don't see why I will.
I would
scatter
them among the heathen
mm-hmm.
and disperse them through the country.
Let's find out why. Why?
Mm-hmm. Verse 24. Because they had not executed my judgment,
mm-hmm.
but had despised my statutes
mm-hmm.
and had polluted. My Sabbath.
What did not?
Polluted my Sabbath.
Go ahead.
And their eyes were after their father's eyes.
Then what did he do behind that?
Verse 25. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good.
Mm-hmm.
And judgment whereby they should not live.
You see that? So he says when you pollute the Sabbath, that he gives you judgment that you're not going to do what?
Yeah.
You see that? Yeah. So when you're not keeping this day right here, you know, I don't care how much $10 you can find. He said, since you pollute my Sabbath day, therefore, I also gave them statutes that were not good and a judgment whereby they should not live. Back to young life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it go. We got it. So the Sabbath is being polluted if you're not doing it the way it's Yeah, we're going back to Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, y'all.
Hold on, wait. My sister said, he said keep Sabbath day on what day?
The day.
birthday is on Sunday, but we going on, Saturday. But the dead Israelites, they going on what day? The first day of the week. And what we just got done reading, say what day we should go on?
Sabbath on the seventh day.
On the seventh day, continue to read.
From all work.
Mm-hmm.
And all the angels of the presence and all the angels of the sanctification, these two great classes, he has bidden us.
He had who?
Bidden.
He had hidden us. He had hidden us to do what? Oh, man, that's it. Okay. Yeah, man said hit. Okay, yeah, yeah, it did enough. You read about that one. That's it. The prince. The
he ordered
us. He ordered us. He ordered us. That's it. Because he said, what did he say? Man, so he said, set the Sabbath day in order, right?
Yes.
The Sabbath day with him in heaven and on earth.
Oh, hold on. Wait. What did he do? He ordered us to do what?
To keep the Sabbath with him. In heaven and on earth.
So you trying to tell me we keeping the Sabbath day with who? We keeping the Sabbath day with the heaven, and Yahweh is in heaven, and we on earth. So that means right now we all on. Well, I'm gonna need the help on this with Elder. I'm looking for someone that when I'm here, I'm looking for a hit. It's not like I think you know what I'm looking for, Elder. Well, I'm looking for a hit. About that we don't. I'm looking for something. Let me see. I'm gonna pull it out. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Must be. Let me try that right first. Until I run it down. Matter of fact, yeah. Give me Amos chapter 3, verse 3. What do you say over there in the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 3? You get that much. Take your time, because right now we trying to, we keep it a Sabbath day with the heavenly realm. Yeah. If you're doing the Sabbath day.
Yes.
If you're setting it in order.
That's right.
Of course, it's written.
Amos 3, verse 1.
Verse 3.
Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed?
So can two walk together except they be in agreed? Yeah. Are we agreed with Yahweh right now?
Yeah.
We're doing the Torah instruction by keeping the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
We got set in order. So right now, finish picking up where you left off there, Sister A.B. Right at verse 20 in. Just keep in mind, though, right now. You finish that out? Finish it out. Go and finish it out.
Okay. Verse 19. Jubilee 2:19. And he said unto us, behold, I will separate unto myself a people from among all the people. And these shall keep the Sabbath day. And I will sanctify them unto myself as my people. I will bless them as I have sanctified the Sabbath day to
sanctify it unto myself.
Even so, I will bless them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their
Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we got Yahweh saying that he sanctified us and to be his people.
Yes.
And Yahweh also let us know that this Sabbath day is looking like it's for his people. So, and the bless, we know the blessing coming from keeping that Sabbath day, right? Keeping that covenant, right? So now, let's see, can we get a,
Book of Hebrews 3, verse number 1. and make supplication unto thee in this house.
Mm-hmm.
verse 34.
Then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sins of thy people Israel.
So which people is?
Israel.
Just want to make that point that Israel is the people.
Children of Israel.
Children of Israel is the people. Hallelujah. Wow. Pick it back up where you left off at, Mother Z. It's in the book of Exodus chapter 20. If you bring me verse, did you finish that out?
Yes.
All the way down to verse 11?
Okay.
Yeah, verse 11. Give me that verse 11. We'll come back. We will come back around.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. But in 6 days the Yahweh made heaven and earth,
mm-hmm.
the sea and all that in them
mm-hmm.
is, and rested the 7 days. Wherefore the Yahweh blessed the seven days and hallowed it.
Alright, that's it. So Yahweh blessed the 7 day and he hallowed it.
Let me begin for a minute.
Uh-huh.
Now, the reason I was so forceful that Mother D up Israel, because in the 17th chapter of Young Lion, we have to be forceful on what we're trying to bring to the table. Look what it says in two lines of 17, verse 1.
Exodus, right?
Yep,
17,
verse
1. I'm going to the book of Exodus.
Yeah, take it down to the wilderness.
Exodus chapter 17, verse 1.
Listen to this, Miss Maldia.
The book of Exodus. Chapter 17, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads.
Right.
In all the congregation of the children of Israel.
All the congregation of who?
Children of Israel.
Children of Israel. What?
Journey from the wilderness.
That's
of
it. That's it. The wilderness. So all the children of Israel was wandering in the wilderness.
Well, all right,
back to the young
line. All right. And we're going to pick it up at, Matthew chapter 24. For this, matter of fact, a statement was made. He said, oh man, we ain't got to keep the Sabbath day right now. That's old. But Yahweh the son said something while he was alive. Mr. Son, I'm going to point out in Matthew chapter 24, verse 20, Mother D.F. Israel. We'll go to Matthew chapter 24, verse 20.
Matthew chapter 24,
mm-hmm.
verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
For pray ye that your flight be not in the winter,
mm-hmm.
neither on the Sabbath day.
So Yahweh the Son said, pray that your flight don't be in the winter or neither on the Sabbath day. And he was alive then, right then and there. So they were saying that Yahweh the Son never said nothing about keeping those Sabbath days, but there was some mission right there, right? So what else happened in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 15? What did it read, Sister A.B.? Luke chapter 4. I'm going to pick it up at verse 15.
Luke chapter 4.
Mm-hmm. Luke 15. Chapter 4, verse 15.
Luke chapter 4, verse 15. And he taught in their synagogue.
In their temple.
Being honored.
Uh-huh. And who taught in a temple? Read verse 12.
Verse 12. And Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him.
Mm-hmm. And read verse 1.
Verse 1. Mm-hmm. And Yahweh the Son being full of the righteous spirit.
So we got Yahweh the Son, the one that's doing the talking, right? Mm-hmm. He the one that was doing the teaching inside of the temple. So Yahweh the Son was in the temple doing the teaching, then on a Sabbath day, pick it up at verse 16. And we know it's the Sabbath day. What did he say in verse 16?
Luke 4:16.
Mm-hmm.
And it
came to Nazareth,
mm-hmm.
where he had been brought up, and as his custom was,
mm-hmm.
he went into the temple on the Sabbath day.
And what was his custom to do?
To go into the temple.
Mm-hmm. And on the Sabbath day, too. And that was the custom of Yahuwah the Son, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what he had to say in the book of one of the first Peter. Let's see. Pick it up at chapter 2. And we want verse, give me verse 21 and 22.
Peter, chapter 2, verse 21 and 22.
Uh-huh. You know, everybody always talking about, we got to be like Yahuwah the Son. Yeah, we got to be like Yahuwah the Son. They use Jesus, a polluted word for Yahuwah the Son.
Mm-hmm. Black Jesus.
Yeah. What do you read over there, mother? What do you read over there, mother?
Jesus, a white man.
Reading everything under the sun, but joke book. The joke book gets real. What you read? reading, mother?
Genesis chapter 6, verse 9.
Matter, hold that. Bring that in, mother. Yeah, bring me that James. I need one more. I need a precept on purpose. You say, hey, can we get a stack of witness? We'll get a stack of witness, all right? James chapter 1, verse 25, ma'am.
James chapter 1, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 25. Mm-hmm. But whosoever looks unto the perfect Torah instruction.
What's perfect?
The Torah instruction.
And he said you got to do what? We go back and start over from the top again, mother.
But whosoever
look. Now I'm gonna stop you right there, mother, because I wanna get a hit on that. Whosoever. We wanna make sure that we cut everything dry and real, and we wanna make sure we got all our I's dotted and all our T's crossed.
Playing, y'all.
We wanna make sure we get that whosoever right after hit. We'll go to Joel chapter 2. You got one on purpose? All right, we gonna get that. Bring me that one on purpose.
No, I got something. You go say, you got something, what you got?
Rock 34 verse 8. That's on purpose? That's on purpose? I bring it on. I'm all ears.
Rock 34, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah instructions shall be found perfect with outline and wisdom and perfection to the faithful mouth.
Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, boy.
No, I got something.
You got something? See, I got something. We're going to roll it on now. Make sure it's a hit. We're going to make sure it's a hit. We ain't just going to be throwing the old scriptures out there or any old other thing. I let you go fall under that Matthew chapter 5. Let me make sure I take a peek over there, Mother Z. Meet me over there in that Matthew chapter 5. And I want you to pick it up in verse, I want to say, I ain't gonna call it out, because I'm heading that way with you. We're going to take a peek on over there. And then Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. What did he say over there? When he said, I got something, make sure you got what you got.
Matthew chapter 5,